The city of Memphis is expanding a COVID-19 testing program to local restaurants and businesses. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that the, quote, test to protect program is aimed at finding asymptomatic carriers before they can cause an outbreak.
Masking and social distancing both work to curb the spread of the coronavirus. But infectious disease expert and city advisor Dr. Manoj Jain says something else is also needed.
We really need to get into this culture of testing as a modality to make things safer.
The city-led program promotes regular group testing for every employee at a business. The idea is that it might discover workers who don't know they have COVID-19, and up to 40% of people never show symptoms. By group testing, costs are reduced to between $5 and $15 per employee. For restaurant owners like Denny Riley of the Cocosa American Italian Restaurant downtown, this is one extra cost of doing business during a pandemic.
It's just the right thing to do.
Cocosa is one of 24 restaurants that have so far signed up to participate in what's called assurance or surveillance testing. She was already requiring her dozen employees to test biweekly on their own. This new program brings testing in-house. Employees swab their own noses with an expected turnaround time of less than 12 hours for results.
We'll be able to do it more regularly, and we'll be able to do it on days that we're closed. So therefore, we can isolate people faster and make sure that they get the help they need and that everybody else is negative.
Dr. Jain recommends restaurants begin by testing employees once a week, but frequency can be adjusted based on changing positivity rates. Still, he worries testing could also create a false sense of security.
This is what people think. They'll say, okay, we've tested negative and everything is hunky-dory. No, we still have to mask, we still have to distance, we still have to wash our hands. This is an added safety strategy.
So far, this testing program has identified cases in Memphis area private and charter schools where it's been used since August. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.